Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with congestion pricing and the continued push to get it going despite all the lawsuits that have been raised on issues like pollution and finances and even the question of what becomes of people who park on the right on the perimeter of the congestion zone to avoid paying and the parking it'll take away from residents, all of that. Well, the MTA says, relax, this will be good for everybody. You might not see it now, but you'll be surprised. Well, folks, so far, New Jersey and some other places aren't in the mood for surprises when the thing starts, supposedly on June the 30th. Marla Diamond in our leadoff spot on this Friday.
Because the plan kicks in at midnight, the first drivers will be charged the overnight fare of $3.75. The full fare kicks in on weekends at 9 a.m. On weekdays, it starts at 5 a.m. But MTA Chairman Jano Lieber said there are numerous exemptions and discounts.
For folks who are low income, you are entitled to a significant discount. People with disabilities are entitled to a total exemption. All those folks should go on the MTA website. We are going to start taking applications today.
Lieber does not expect lawsuits to delay or derail congestion pricing.
Traffic will be improved overall. That's what the federal government found, and that's why they gave us the approval.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds family, this is a fight apparently that's going to go on for a long time. Stay tuned. People also talking about that gosh-awful tragedy up in the Bronx. You hear about this? Poor guy, the owner, mauled to death by his own pit bull, which led to the dog being put down by the NYPD. It's a terrible ending. Newsman Mac Rosenberg talked with the man's family.
It's a tragedy the family of 41-year-old Kaheem Robinson is struggling to understand.
We just found out about the dog ourselves. So we're not too sure. We're trying to find out who he actually got the dog from.
His sister, Kaisha Barnett, says there are no dogs allowed at the Simpson Street building without documentation. Robinson was mauled to death by his pit bull overnight. Police responded and found blood everywhere. They shot and killed the dog. It's possible Robinson got the dog for emotional support.
He was suffering. His daughter just passed, so he was just coping from that.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Longwood, the Bronx.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, everybody's wondering what in the world caused that animal to turn on its owner. The investigation continues here. Switching gears now, police looking for the thugs who jumped a poor jogger in Central Park early this morning. The victim says he was jogging about 6:30 on the south end of the park near East 59th and East Drive. And here comes trouble. They showed him the business end of the gun and then punched him in the head with it before making off with his cell phone and his wallet. He told them, he told the police, the men were in their 30s and wearing black masks before running away northbound towards Swan Lake. If they put out pictures of these guys, we'll post them and we'll let you know. Tell you what. Well, it's the end of another week, and the talks and limited progress continue on college campuses in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests. By comparison, security concerns have prompted USC to cancel its main graduation. But here in New York at Columbia, they're trying to avoid that.
We have our demands. They have theirs. That from officials at Columbia University, who say they've been in talks with student organizers of the ongoing protests and encampment. Late Thursday, the university in a statement saying the talks have shown progress and are continuing as planned. This is an overnight dispersal deadline. Came and went with the pro-Palestinian encampment still in place. Columbia senators' goal is to have the tents gone before graduation ceremonies on May 15th. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
And to gauge more on that missed deadline and what's behind it, 1010 Winds got into the thick of it with protesters.
Inside the gates of Columbia, it goes on. The encampment continues on the West Lawn. Now, right outside the front gate, this large crowd filling the sidewalk for an entire block, chanting,
"Bring them home! Bring them home!"
David Folk joined the rally. He's an alum of Columbia. He says he's very disappointed by the way the university has handled all of this.
They're completely hands-off, whether it's because they're inept, whether it's because they're unable to do it, or they do not want to do it, but it's completely inexcusable what's going on behind those fences, behind this wall. It's completely inexcusable what's going on with the students. I mean, this is something that I have never seen before, and, you know, it's going to end.
Talks between students and the president of Columbia go on in terms of how long this encampment could go on. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
At the Trump trial, the former publisher of the National Enquirer back on the witness stand describing how he helped bury embarrassing stories about Trump for no other reason than to save Trump's presidential run. He's a key witness for the state, but this time it wasn't the state asking the questions. Juliet Papa from inside the courtroom.
Speaking in the hallway, Donald Trump complained about the chill in the air in the courtroom, and he may not have been referencing just the temperature. His attorneys cross-examined former Inquirer publisher David Pecker, who acknowledged that former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal wasn't peddling her claim of a year-long affair with Donald Trump to get published, but to use as leverage to get work, magazine covers, which the Inquirer and parent company AMI would provide. But when prosecutors got their turn, Pecker reiterated his understanding of a meeting with Trump and Michael Cohen, that the story would be bought and buried to help Trump's presidential chances. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.